Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville, and welcome to the latest edition of Hard Worka with Pete, the Job Guy Langlois. And as you guys know by now, you tune in on Sundays to get free, extensive career advice, as well as insight on the latest employment trends from the staffing industry's leading authority. That's the man sitting in front of me, Pete, the Job Guy Langlois. And Pete has over 30 years of experience in staffing, and we want to invite you to join the discussion on workplace controversies with this honest and entertaining filter. And if you were here the last few weeks, you know that Pete was on vacation in Australia, so hopefully he's had plenty of time to relax, and now he's ready to get back to his Sunday morning routine and give the advice that we have known to come and love. And again, just because we're here every Sunday morning, we're up early, doesn't mean you have to be. If you can't make it every Sunday, if you can't catch every Sunday show, you can always tune in to PeteTheJobGuy.com, and that's a website where you can access this show and more content. And if you're a reader, that's also where we'll provide a transcript of today's show. If you have any questions at all, his email address is Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. And I got to be honest with you, there are a few people that I've worked with that reply to emails as swiftly and adequately as Pete does. Him and I, we send emails back and forth to prepare for this radio show, and he is such a fast replier. How you doing, Pete? And welcome back.
Good morning, all you hard workers out there. I am back. This is Pete the Job Guy, and I'll tell you what, this is the real Slim Shady. Back. I've been traveling around for just a little bit too long. Even hard workers need a break once in a while. I went all the way down to Australia. I toured Melbourne, the way they say it is Melbourne and Sydney, and then with our hosts Matt and Stacy Kaminsky, we went all the way over to Bali, Indonesia, and it was beautiful. And I saw some once in a lifetime things. I took a bunch of beautiful pictures, sights I'll never see again. I held and fed a wild monkey. My daughter held a bat, an enormous fruit bat. I looked over at rice fields from the top of mountains. We had volcanoes erupting around us. It was incredible. Okay? But I'll tell you what, when you get back stateside, you appreciate little things like clean water, like waste removal, that, you know, when you go swimming in these beautiful waters, you don't want plastic floating up next to you. We don't have to deal with that. And our sewage system, our process involves not having to look at and smell certain things that they have in certain places in Indonesia. Now, I'm not bashing Indonesia. It's beautiful there, doggone it. I met some wonderful people, great people, but I have a whole new appreciation for the United States of America. So I am glad to be back. And I'll tell you what, in my absence, Alex Stuckey stepped right in, the world famous Alex Stuckey, and he did a great job. Do you know, while I was in Bali, Indonesia, and the time zone's all haywire compared to what ours is, but I made sure I got up and went to WOKV.com, and I listened live to Alex, and he did a fantastic program. He had wonderful guests, and I listened to NLP, Neurologistic Programming. I listened to Ted Willich. I listened to his guests. I listened to the physician he had on, the recruiters that talked about what it means to be a good recruiter and what you can expect from a good, solid recruiter and what that relationship should look like. Alex, I know everybody that listened to your show got a nugget or two that's going to help them to be more effective, productive, or help make their lives just a little bit better. So I thank you, Alex. Today's show is going to be great. We have some wonderful guests coming by. And the show today, the theme is all about giving back to the community and making a difference by serving citizens, by protecting our freedom. A lot of people, you know, their jobs protect us in one way, shape, or form, or after hours, they donate their time to help people's lives be better. And there's a lot of different ways to do that, via coaching, being chairmen of boards, donating time, energy, money, resources to helping make life a little bit better for others. And I think that's a wonderful theme. And, you know, when we talk about that, a lot of you know my background. I spent 7 years in the Navy. And the Navy taught me a lot of important life lessons. Taught me about how important it is to be prepared, how to have a mission and be dedicated to that mission, and being planned and always being 100% responsible. Do you know when I was on the U.S. Saratoga back in 1986 and we crossed Gaddafi's line of death and we went into the Gulf of Sidra? And when we heard, and I was sleeping in my rack in this one big room with 70 other guys, and we heard, "General quarters, general quarters, man your battle stations." This is not a drill. I repeat, this is not a drill. Enemy gunboats inbound. Missile radius 50 miles. Gunboats right now at 60 miles out. You know, at that point in time in my life, I couldn't mail it in. I couldn't say, you know what, I'm not feeling all that great today. I'm just going to sleep in. Let me call my boss and say, I can't make it today. The only thing I could do was give it 100%. And I had to be where I was supposed to be. And you know what? We trained every day, every stinking day. We had some type of training just in case this ever happened. You know, right from when I started in the military, it was all about attention to detail. All these little things. I had to fold my towel a certain way. And then I had to fold my shirts. And I had to make my bed and put the lines and fold it. And then there was an inspection and they made sure that I did everything the right way. I had creases that lined up with other creases in my uniform. And I kept thinking, why is that important? Well, it's all those little details, doing all the little things right every day to get to the destination, to be successful. And then when our mission, when we had to be successful, doggone it, we were. I read a book not long ago. It was Quiet Strength by Tony Dungy. And Tony Dungy, a lot of you know who he is, a very successful African-American coach. Matter of fact, he was the first African-American coach to win the Super Bowl, and he did it with the Colts. He was on his way to doing it when he was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But some of the things Tony Dungy says in his book is you do all the little things right every day. That's how you're successful. And one of the other things that was really important to Tony Dungy is that what you do off the field is even more important than what you do on the field. And that's very consistent with what our theme is today. The people that give back to their communities and make sure they are always helping others. Okay? Our first guest today, and I'm really proud to have him on the show, he's a U.S. Navy veteran, was an officer in the Navy. His name is Nick Howland. And Nick, I'm going to tell you some things about Nick. Nick is a very successful businessman, father of two young boys. He and his wife lived in intercoastal West area for the past 11 years, okay? But Nick, beyond being a successful businessman and father and all this good stuff, he's been on the board of First Coast Manufacturers Association. He's been on the City of Jacksonville's Environmental Protection Board. And I'll tell you what, being the father of a couple of young boys, and I'm a father myself, I see him out at Patton Park on Saturday and Sundays, you know, where the kids play soccer. There's a few thousand people, it seems like, every weekend. I know when I'm trying to pull out of that park, doggone it, it takes forever. But Nick gives back, and now Nick is running for the Duval County School Board. And Nick, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and why, Nick, why now?
Thank you, Pete, and thank you for having me. So why am I interested? I always tell people the very first thing is that it's in my blood. So my dad was in my school board growing up, school board member. My mom helped found an inner city charter school. I grew up in the area of Chicago. She helped found a school that is in an underperforming neighborhood in the inner city where the schools were letting the children down, and the school that she helped found gave better educational outcome for the kids. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. It's always been something I've been interested in. Now, why now? Really, the generated interest started with Parkland. To continue with the blood metaphor, it kind of got my blood boiling. Right?
Got it.
Yeah. And when the current guy and Scott Shine decided not to run for re-election, I stepped in. I was in about 48 hours after that. And really, I thought for about 48 hours, I'd be the only guy in. I thought, oh, this is an easy election. But it turns out there's four others running. So it's
it's never easy. All the things easy. That are worth something, you got to fight a little bit for. So that's
exactly,
good.
Exactly.
You know, walk me through your career a little bit. And let's start off. Number one, thank you for your service. I know you're
thank
a
you.
Former United States Naval officer. And that's fantastic. Walk me through your career progression.
Sure. Well, you know, again, I grew up in Chicago. I went to college in North Carolina on a Navy ROTC scholarship. So I was an officer in the Navy for 4 years, 2 years on a destroyer out in the West Coast, and then 2 years at a Navy SEAL unit that was a boat unit. So we delivered the SEALs up and down rivers and then picked them up.
But wow.
Yeah. It so happened that I was in between the Gulf War and Operation Iraqi Freedom. And so I didn't see much action besides training. But I got out of the Navy, went and got an MBA. And while I was getting my MBA, 9/11 happened. And all my buddies who were in the Navy went to war. And here I was at, you know, business school thinking, what am I going to do? Be an investment banker, be a management consultant. And none of that felt right. And then Raytheon came to my campus to interview. And the CFO of Raytheon at the time was went to the University of Chicago to his MBA like I did. And he said, who wants to come serve their country by working at our firm and help develop?
And that's where he got you.
And
right
that's
there.
Where he got me.
What'd you
yeah.
do for Raytheon?
I was doing mergers and acquisitions for them, helping them kind of develop technologies, acquire companies that mostly had a homeland security and intelligence bend to them.
Got it. So yeah. Next, after that?
After that, while I was doing all that mergers and acquisitions work, Armor Holdings here in Jacksonville came and called on me and offered me a job, and I relocated to Armor. And pretty soon after, about a year after I was at Armor, BAE Systems, another big defense company, acquired Armor. And they put me into running a business that made tactical products for military and law enforcement. And I did that for a while before I got hired by the company I'm at now, where I'm president of a manufacturer of inflatable marine life rafts, so survival equipment for commercial and recreational
boats. And that's 3SI?
It is. 3SI safety? Is the parent company out of the UK, and the subsidiary here in the U.S. is called Revere Survival, based on the west side, and we manufacture the life rafts there. 2,500 life rafts a year pump out of that facility.
Right. Who are the buyers? Like, who are the folks that buy the merchandise that you make?
Sure. We offer products that cater to commercial fishermen, oil and gas, offshore supply vessels, regulated products that the Coast Guard regulates. Okay. We also sell to recreational boaters, just people who go offshore fishing and go far enough out that they want a life raft for safety purposes.
And how can people learn more about your company or perhaps call if they'd like to place an order or learn more?
Sure. Easiest way is www.reveresurvival.com. So Revere, just like the name Paul Revere, yep. reveresurvival.com.
Okay.
They can get all the information there.
Okay. So. Let's talk a little bit more about your school board run and what distinguishes you from the other folks that might be in the mix.
Sure. Well, I am a Navy veteran. And I think that matters because, there's a lot of Navy families in the district that I'm running for. The district I'm running for is basically Kernan Boulevard to the beaches and encompasses all the intercoastal west from the river down to Butler and all the beaches areas, so including Mayport, Atlantic Beach, Neptune Beach.
So you live right in the area in which you
serve. I live right in there. You have to as a requirement of running for that seat. All Duval is split into seven districts. Mine happens to be that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the concerns of Navy families when they transition into the area. Also, having been in the military, when I think through decision making, I was taught a lot in the Navy about when and how to make a decision and how to make tough decisions. And I think that is applied in my business career, and I think it'll apply for the school board, because looking forward, we have a lot of tough decisions to make. We have budget to balance. We've got decisions to make on how to attract, retain, and recruit the best teachers in the world in order to drive Duval County to be one of the best school districts in the country. So my Navy experience, I believe, sets me apart from the other candidates. I'm also a business leader, as we talked about. So one of the big challenges at Duval County Public Schools is balancing the budget. And we have a serious concern. If you're looking at the news right now, you notice that we have a hole of $62 million to close before entering the new school year.
Wow.
And that's because of erroneous budgeting and poor practices. So I would like to kind of stabilize that. And I know how to analyze complex budgets and monitor and track them. And I'd like to do the same on the school board.
You know, as a fellow service member, and I talk a lot about my Navy experience, 7 years in the Navy, consistency was really important. And one thing I say, as a leader, being consistent and making those hard decisions, making good decisions, smart decisions, but having a consistency across the board about the decisions that you make so that people know what to expect. And I tell stories about it. And in business, I had a boss one time that if he came in the room and he had a newspaper under his arm, I didn't know if he was going to read it to me or hit me in the head with it. He was so erratic. Depending on what he did the night before and what was going on in his life, he just I didn't see him as a stable and consistent person. And I think your military experience combined with, you've been a very senior leader in the business that you've done. It requires that level of consistency and
absolutely.
That consistent decision making. Well, talk to that a little bit.
Well, absolutely. You're 100% spot on with that. And I think it also, you and I both probably have approached our lives post-Navy careers with when we do something, we keep the mission in mind. right? The mission is always in mind when you approach decision making. And when you when you're running a business, you know that the mission is not only, you know, driving value for your shareholders, but taking care of your employees and your customers. When you're, as I approach the school board, what the mission is for me is doing what is right for our kids and what's right for our community. I mean, there's simply, those are the two lenses that I'll look at when I make a decision. Mission in mind, I think that's something you take from the Navy.
Nick, if people want to learn more about your platform or perhaps make a donation to your cause, how can they do that?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. the way they can do that is going to www.howlandforschoolboard.com, or they can go to the Facebook page, howlandforschoolboard.com, and you spell Howland, H-O-W-L-A-N-D.
Okay, fantastic. Nick, any other parting things for our listeners? And I want you to maybe put on that your business leader hat right now, and I want you to think, the folks that usually turn into this show are workers, right? Mm-hmm. This is a show that's all about dedicated to the workforce. I don't know any real trust fund babies that don't need a job, right? We all have to work, right, to pay the bills. And, you know, you get all these folks out there that are thinking, you know, maybe I want to earn that next step in my professional career. I want to have a career as distinguished as Nick's. What can I do? What can I do right now? No matter if I'm turning wrenches or selling widgets, what are some things that I can do as I approach my day to help me be more effective and productive and maybe stand out from the crowd a little bit?
Sure. Well, one of the things that I've tried to do in my career that has helped a lot is stay active in the community and network. By staying active in the community and doing what you can to help, you know, develop your own community, you bring and attract families and jobs and companies to the county, and you create more opportunities for yourself. And maybe it's a more of a longer term thing, and you don't see the immediate direct results. But, you know, in taking the time, I think, during your career to also get your head out of the sand and pay attention to what else is going on and seeing what you can do to help your community and what other opportunities might be out there, I think is critically important. And, you know, you see it in school board too. If we can, you look around the city of Jacksonville, we're a great town. And I think the thing holding us back from being a city like Indianapolis, Denver, Portland, some of these, Austin, some of these cities that are really second tier cities, I think are the things holding us back are crime and education. You know, that's why I want to get involved and seem doing what I can to help the education, you know, advance education and get a better outcome for Duval County. We're making improvements. I think we're on the cusp of being one of the best large municipalities in the country.
Oh, so well said. And you know, when I think about it, tomorrow's workforce, they're getting educated today. Yep. Right. They need a good education, and it starts with our kids right up through secondary education as well. I certainly appreciate having you on, Nick, today. I think you were a great guest. Guys, as you heard, Nick, one more time, how can they learn more about your platform, and how can they, if they'd like to give a donation or learn more about you running for Duval County School Board, what do they do?
The best way is to go to my website at www.howlandforschoolboard.com, and you can find more information about my platform there, and there's a donate button if you wish to contribute to the campaign.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate it.
And now let's go to Aaron Mills, our world-famous J-O-B job reporter.
Hi, this is Aaron Mills with your J-O-B report. There are three things you need to know about this June's job report. Number one is that the U.S. economy added over 213,000 jobs in June. But even though there are more jobs, there is still a high unemployment rate. It's still sitting at around 4%, which is 0.1% higher than last month. Number two, wages are still lagging. Despite the low unemployment and struggles to find workers, companies are still hesitant to raise pay in these industries. And three, interest rates will inch up there. So as wages are like sitting stagnant, experts agree that the Fed will raise the interest rates at least one more time this year, though some suggest several more hikes could be in order. So back in your own backyard again, college grads, if you're looking for a job, now is your time to leverage that diploma. According to a survey, companies are hiring from all backgrounds in Jacksonville, and I think that means you better get to work. And that is your J-O-B report, and I am Aaron Mills. Thank you.
All right, Aaron, thank you very much. That was a great report, and I appreciate the update. Now, folks, if you're right here in 904, and you're looking for a job, or you're looking for some advice on that next step in your professional career, I want you to reach out to the good folks at SNI Companies. You can always see the jobs that we have posted at www.snicompanies.com. Or you can call our office, 904-713-2550. As you know, we have very specialized recruiters there. We have techies that talk technology all day long, so they'll know what you do. If you're a C-sharp developer, .NET developer, if you're a network engineer, security engineer, if you're a company, too, and you want help with an upgrade, a migration, or conversion, or maybe you need another set of hands for a defined or undefined period of time, you just call the office, 904-713-2550. And that's our SNI Technology Division. We have our Staffing Now division that places administrative, clerical, and marketing folks day in and day out. That's all they do. So they know what you're good at. They'll be able to articulate that when they're presenting your experience to an HR manager or to a line manager within an organization. That's Staffing Now, 904-713-2550. You can also call in if you're an accountant and you're looking to be placed on a permanent basis or on a temporary basis or temp to perm. Call our office. We have two divisions. Accounting Now, we also have SNI Financial. There's great folks there. They speak your language. They'll be able to help you out. As I say all the time, if you're an employer, you have to be ready in case, you know, like the job has to go on. If your staff can't make it to work for any reason, and we're preparing for the hurricanes that are inevitable and upcoming, maybe perhaps people can't come to work, or you have somebody go on extended leave, or if your very important, critical, mission-critical receptionist isn't there to answer the phones and greet your customers, one phone call, 904-713-2550. You speak to a professional recruiter that helps you put together, you know, if you haven't even written a job description, we can help you craft that as well. But I'll tell you what, we have access to candidates that you just can't find on your own. Because a lot of the job seekers nowadays aren't even job seekers. They're currently employed, and they don't know that there's something better out there. See, and they get a call from one of our recruiters, and we say to them, what if we found you a job that has a career trajectory that's more consistent with what you want to do in life? Or perhaps we'll get you closer to home, better benefits, maybe better pay, or a work environment that's improved. You know, one of the big reasons people leave jobs isn't has nothing to do with money and benefits. It's just that they don't feel appreciated. And we help people that aren't on the job boards a lot of times. We find them, you know, because you can place an ad all day long and you get the best of what's available or who's looking. We find the folks that aren't looking. Also, from a temporary basis, we make sure we just qualify, we check managerial references, validate work history, and we do everything we can to make a quality placement each and every time. I'm proud of SNI Companies, and we're a proud member of the GEE Group. And you can see us on the New York Stock Exchange. Our ticker symbol is J-O-B. Get that job. Pretty creative. I love it. We're an exciting company, and we're happy to help you in any way. Also, I want you to go out to PeteTheJobGuy.com. Send me your resume. If you call into my office and you're looking for a job or that next step in your professional career, make sure you, if you call the office, you say, Pete the Job Guy sent me. You get extra special white glove treatment, all that other fun stuff. I want to make sure you do that. Or you can talk to me directly. I'm happy to help. PeteTheJobGuy.com. We have something special going on right now, and that's our T-shirts. We have these fantastic Pete the Job Guy T-shirts. They look good. I'm going to tell you, they fit great. We have different sizes, so, you know, we can accommodate anybody. But on the back of that shirt, it says Certified Hard Worker. And if you want one of these shirts, I want to make sure somebody referred you as being a hard worker. And I would like you folks to just take a minute. Send me a note, PeteTheJobGuy.com. Very easy. And you go in there and say, Pete, I would like to nominate Steve or Susan or whoever it is. Because this person comes in a little earlier each day, stays a little later, works a little bit harder, gets more done. This person always has a great attitude, helps others. Whatever it is, you write me a few sentences on why this person should be a certified hard worker. There's a good chance we'll call them live on the air, but I'm going to make sure they get a Pete the Job Guy T-shirt, and everybody gets a T-shirt, gets a certificate that goes along with it. You are a certified hard worker. That's important. And I want to make sure the right people get those. And I want to recognize and reward people based on their performance. So make sure you go to PeteTheJobGuy.com. Follow me on all my social media. It's very easy. It's out there. And become a part of the show. Okay? Right now, we're going to have to take a little bit of pause. We'll get a news update, and we'll be coming right back. Welcome back, all you hard workers. I hope you're having a great Sunday morning. I hope you had your coffee, you put your dogs out, you enjoyed the first half of the show. Wow, was Nick a great guest. My goodness, that guy, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to his website. I'm going to make a donation because he is super sharp, and he's dedicated to giving back to his community. As busy as that person is and all the things he's got going on professionally, he makes extra time to make sure that our kids in public school system of getting the education, the quality education that they richly deserve. And I appreciate Nick taking time out of his busy schedule to be with us here this Sunday morning. Okay, my next guest, and I've known this guest for many, many years. As a matter of fact, at least 35. I went to high school with him, and we were good buddies back in high school. But the reason I asked him on the show is because he has had a career that is, it's just wonderful. And keeping with our theme about working in professions that give back to the community or giving back as volunteers on the side, Lloyd Coruscelli has made a career of helping people. He's a former special agent in the Air Force. He's a martial arts instructor, teaching people how to defend themselves. Lloyd Coruscelli he's a published author. He's a musician, a former actor. I mean, he has done it all. But I know it's 20 years plus. He's been dedicated, and he's a deputy chief working for one of the Air Force commands now. And I would like to welcome the world-famous Lloyd Coruscelli. But, Lloyd, I'm not quite important enough for you to fly down here to Jacksonville, Florida, and be on our show. I'm just not quite that important yet. So we have Lloyd calling in up from the Massachusetts, New Hampshire area. And, Lloyd Coruscelli, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Oh, hey, Pete, man. It's great to talk to you guys on this beautiful Sunday morning.
Yeah. Lloyd, walk me through a little bit of your career, and I kind of hit some of the high points, but what I know is, you know, we talk about in this show, and this show is geared towards workers, right? All of us have jobs. We all have to work in one way, shape, or form. Nobody's sitting on a big old pile of money just counting hundreds, right? We all work. And your career, you've gone in so many different directions. I mean, an entrepreneur, a military person, and an entertainer, just so many. Walk me through a little bit about your career reinventions.
So I kind of refer to my career kind of like an ADD career, right? Because I'm like all over the place. But so kind of after we parted ways in high school, and you went off to the Navy and I went off to college, did my thing in college, got a four-year degree in criminal justice, and went through the Air Force ROTC program at UMass Lowell, which was, you know, obviously like 10 minutes from where we grew up. Went in the Air Force, served 8 years on active duty with the security forces, and then the Office of Special Investigations. Kind of got caught up in the 90s and the, you know, after the Cold War, they were just kind of downsizing the military. So they kind of made me a financial offer that I couldn't refuse.
Yeah, well, that's what happens, right? Yeah. Sometimes you shift gears because you have to.
Yeah, you know, and really the path that, the logical path that I probably would have taken was going into a civilian law enforcement career. And I kind of looked at that and I said, you know, maybe there's some other things I can do in my life. I really want to like spread my wings and try some different things. So I moved to Orlando, which, you know, obviously not that far from where you are now.
Right. And, that's the land
at
of Mickey.
At that time.
Mickey Mouse land.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The land of the giant rat. But but at that time, Orlando was trying to cast itself as Hollywood East. And there was a lot of film and television production going on there. And I'd always kind of had an interest in acting and writing and producing and all of those things. So I kind of fell into a little acting gig for a while. There was an old TV show called Sequest that was filming there.
Oh, yeah, I know Sequest. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And they were looking for military-looking guys, and you know, I'd just gotten out of the military. So I kind of did that. I met a lot of people. I ended up getting my Screen Actors Guild card out of that. Did a few other small roles down there. And then, of course, Hollywood East was not to be, and it kind of dried up.
You know, Lloyd, what I remember, not to interrupt, but I'm going to interrupt because it's my show. No, but I remember, you know, back in high school, you were a character back then. I mean, we didn't do any acting or anything, but, you know, before email and computers and all that, the only way anybody could talk to each other, you slip each other notes and, hey, what about this? And we would write all kinds of weird stuff to each other. And you fold up your note like one of those little football things that, you know, that you used to flick across the table, and you'd pass those as you see each other in school. That's old school email, right? That's what we had. And I remember those. But I always thought, because I remember one day you wrote this one that said, hey, Pete, one day when I was basking in the cool breeze of my immaturity, you wrote that, and then I forget what came after. I said, this guy's going to be a writer. And now you've written books, you know, and I know you have a comic series. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so when I was down in Orlando, I was reading these screenplays, and it kind of reignited my writing creativity. And because it had kind of been stifled for years, I kind of went off and was doing other things. And I read these things, and I said, man, I could write this. I could write better than this. So I started writing screenplays, and I was working with some producers down there. And I had one production company that there was a guy kind of took me under his wing and kind of taught me the craft just out of the goodness of his own heart. And then when I moved back to the Boston area, obviously at that point there wasn't a lot going on in terms of filming. Of course, now this place is just, there's something filming here every other day. But I said, you know, I want to try to write a novel. So I came up with this hard-boiled detective novel featured, you know, Lowell, Massachusetts, which, you know, right next to where we grew up. And so now I'm four novels in. And it's the Ronan Marino mystery series, and kind of a modern day take on like the Robert Parker Spencer series. That's done, you know, fairly well for me. No one's turned into a film or TV show yet, but
that's yet. They haven't done it yet. For folks that want to learn more, or maybe even order your book, or see some more, get some more information about it, how do they? You have a website that they can go to, or do they go on Amazon, or how do they do that, Lloyd?
The best thing I think would go to authorlloyd.com, and it's LLOYD, because for whatever reason my first name is often misspelled more than my last name with all the vowels. So, but yeah, it is kind of funny. But yeah, it's Author Lloyd, like I said, LLOYD.com, and has information on all my books, my bio, some of the music that I've done.
Okay,
you
just released, I think, Summer's Over. Is that the name of it, Lloyd, the song you just released? And how can folks listen to that?
I've played in a lot of, like, cover bands over the years, kind of like you, Pete, in many ways. I mean, looking back, man, we could have had a kick-ass band back in high school, right, if you'd only known.
Yeah,
right?
I think we could have. We would have got Jim Savlin out there, too, and a few other guys, and had something special. But, you know.
But, you know, you can't go back. But anyway, so, but I've been playing in bands, and, of course, as a writer and a creative person, you know, I'm writing songs. And so I have a lot of musical friends in the area, and kind of helping me out. So I recorded first single, and it's called Summer's Over. and it's the Corey Lloyd Band is the name of our outfit here. And it's on Amazon, it's on iTunes, it's on Napster, SoundCloud, pretty much anywhere where people digest music today, it's on there. And it's a fun little 80s kind of sounding song, and, you know, people have really said great things about it.
Good.
So far.
You know, and I've heard it. It sounds great. It's a great song, and it's very well done. I want to say a few things. Now, for all you listeners out there, okay, all of us have different drives and ambitions and desires, right? We all work, but, you know, maybe some of us want to do a recording, or we want to write a book, or we want to pursue other interests. Lloyd has done this successfully throughout his career. He has an interest. He looks at it. He says, how do I fit this into my life, still get paid, make it happen, and deliver a good quality product? And he's done this successfully for many years. It's interesting. I love this. Now, also, Lloyd, you teach people martial arts. Tell us a little bit about your martial arts background.
Yeah, so I've been doing martial arts for about 36 years, so probably since I was about 16. I was lucky enough in my military career to be stationed over in Okinawa, Japan, which is the birthplace of karate. And through that, my time there, I spent 3 years there. I was accepted to study under one of the masters, so, you know, old Okinawan karate master, kind of took me under his wing, and myself and some of the other Americans that were there, and we trained down in his dojo, and I kind of stuck with that style since, I think, 1990 is when I really started with him. So, and now I teach a couple nights a week. I also, a couple times a year, I do free women's self-defense seminars. So, you know, I bring women in and I teach them, you know, not only just the martial arts piece of it, but the, you know, the situational awareness when you walk out into a parking lot from the mall, you know, don't stare at your phone, checking your Facebook or your Snapchat or whatever they're looking at, you know, pay attention to your surroundings. So I do that also a couple times a year just to kind of help out, contribute to the community and kind of give back.
You know what? I think that's important, Lloyd. And you think about what you just said and kind of tying it into the overall theme of the program. You know, thank you for your service. Thank you for helping protect, you know, at the our freedoms. You know, thank you for, you know, to me, putting yourself out there and entertaining people, even your willingness to come on to the show. I know you're a busy person, and explain, look, we can have hobbies and interests and turn it into something that could be lucrative. You know, it's okay to pursue your passions. It's okay to get out there and give it a whirl. Put yourself out there and see what you can do. And you've done this many times. What's a day in the life of Lloyd look like right now?
Well, generally, you know, you mentioned my full-time job now. I work for the Air Force, kind of overseeing a division of folks, and we work with a lot of our foreign partners delivering various weapon systems to them that, you know, that the U.S. government decides that, hey, we're going to give, say, you know, Japan or France a specific weapon system. So we manage that for them. So, you know, generally I'm up at 5 in the morning, get on the road by 5:30, get to work by 6:30, and then, you know, just start my day. And, you know, it's certainly challenging. But the one thing I wanted to say, Pete, about that is even with all the hours I work and my long commute and things like that, I find time for balance in my life. And, you know, you've heard about the writing and the music and the karate, and those are really just part of my balance, right, along with my family. I'm a strong believer in you cannot just work yourself to death, all right? Nobody ever dies saying, I wish I spent more time at work, all right? It's, I wish I spent more time fishing or golfing, or I spent more time with my grandkids or my kids, or pursuing my hobbies, or, I wish I had taken karate and now I'm 90 years old and it's well, maybe it's never too late, but, you know, on your deathbed, it's too late. So, And I really work hard in mentoring my workforce on, you got to have that balance. Your career is important, but you know what? Your family, your well-being, your mental well-being, the work is going to be there long after I'm gone, long after you're gone. So give that your 110% every day, but you know, you got to have that other part of you that you're able to look back on your life and say, look at all the things I did, you know, or all the contributions I made to society, not just all the money that I made at work. So I'm a big proponent of that, Pete.
And I'm glad you said that, Lloyd, because, you know, I'm going to tell you. Now, my whole, when I'd say everybody work harder, you know, and you have to be a hard worker. Well, you know what? That is mission critical. If you have a job, you owe it to your employer to work your hardest, give your level best every minute of every day. That's part of life. You work hard. And I always talk about, some people say, work smarter, not harder. Well, you know what? Shame on you if you could work harder and you don't. You give it your level best, buzzer to buzzer, every day. But when you get off work, you have a family, and you can't feel guilty about coaching baseball or taking guitar lessons or helping somebody out or serving your community or running for the school board or teaching karate. You can't feel bad about it. You only feel good about it. It's the footprints you leave in the sand behind you when it's all done that's important. What is your legacy? And I couldn't have said it any better. Lloyd, I appreciate you taking the time with me this Sunday morning to visit with us and talk with our listeners. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Once again, thank you for your service, and have a wonderful day, Lloyd. Take care.
Thank you, Pete. Good talking with you.
All right. Man, Lloyd was fantastic. Before Lloyd, we had Nick. I mean, we have great guests today. Aaron, come on in here when you get a second. Come on. Yeah, there she is.
Coming.
All right. Aaron, I wanted you specifically to sit in here with me and talk about this
sure.
Pete the Job Guy thing. Oh, everything's getting viral. The whole world's catching on. When I was in Indonesia, I was giving shirts away, and you know, it's when I got off the plane, they put these like Hawaiian lei things around my neck. They said, "Oh my God, it's Pete the Job Guy! It's unbelievable!" And you know, because I'm this incredible social media guy now, all that. No, I'm really not. All that's a big lie. But you know, Aaron, you got me doing these IGTV things now. What is this, and how is this helping us?
Sure, yeah. Okay, so little prefacing story. Before Pete knew anything about social media, he was asking me a question via email, and he goes, so about the Twitter, he goes, if I want people to follow me, do I tell them, and he writes out, do I tell them to follow hashtag Pete the Job Guy? And of course, as a millennial, I'm like, oh, Pete,
yeah, well,
there's
it's
so
bad.
Much to teach you.
I know, it's bad. Now, keep in mind, when I went through college, I had a typewriter, okay? And yeah. In my senior year, that we had one of these brother typewriters that allowed you to type, and you could watch the font on this little screen. And
oh,
if you
gosh.
Like what you saw, you could hit enter, and it would do that. That allowed you to not have to use that white eraser tape
oh.
stuff. That yeah, I know.
What is that?
I'm a dinosaur here. I don't mind
Got
saying it.
It.
So
yeah.
So when I talk to you about the Twitter, and you know,
the Instagram.
Am I tweeting? And you know what? I don't even know what the heck. I don't even know all this Instagram, but these
yeah.
little video things mm-hmm. that we do are kind of neat, you know, and I notice we go from having like, you know, 25 or 100 views or something, we put out a little video and 300 people watch it
yeah.
within the first 20 minutes or so. What,
yeah.
What's the deal there?
Well, Pete, you're very animated, and I feel like the radio show doesn't do it justice, so we just need to record you. And sometimes I have the camera rolling when Pete's not paying attention, and I get the funniest clip, and I just feel like we need to share that personality out there. And so IGTV is brand new, and everybody is still trying to figure it out, but we do have an Instagram, a Twitter, a Facebook account, so if you're on that, and I know you are, go ahead and follow at Pete the Job Guy, not hashtag, at Pete the Job Guy on all fronts, and you might be able to catch a little funny Pete around the office.
All right, right. But you know what I noticed, too, is everything on the social media, and I'm going to tell you, Aaron is responsible for loading everything up. She takes some of the you know, some of these Pete-isms or some of the things that our guests say, and she boils them down to these little nuggets of wisdom, and
yeah.
she'll put the quotes up there. She puts it all on on the website and blast it out. There's relevant, timely information that you kind of encapsulate, or I don't know what you call that doggone word, where you just take a little small piece of it. And for, you know, if you just want to look at the, at one of our sites or go to any of our social media just for a couple of minutes, you're going to walk away with something that's going to help you.
That's right. Yeah. We like to call it little nuggets of information, or as I know probably a lot of people are, it's really hard to wake up Sunday mornings at 8. So if you are, or if you like reading, we have all the transcriptions on our website, again, at www.PeteTheJobGuy.com.
Hashtag Pete the Job Guy, right?
Yes, that'd be correct. Good job, Pete.
Well, talk about our T-shirt campaign. And, you know, these are quality T-shirts. Aaron has a phenomenal marketing background, along with being a content marketing expert. She supplies a lot of content. But not only that, she designed these T-shirts, the logo. On the back, it has certified hard worker. These are good quality T-shirts. How do people get them? And, you know, kind of talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah. So we're all about sharing stories here to just figure out, you know, the behind the scenes grind of these people. And so if you know a coworker, or if you want someone to nominate yourself, we won't tell. But if you work hard, go ahead and go to our website. We have a nominate the hard worker page and or hard worker page. And you can go ahead and submit somebody, nominate them, let them like tell us an instance where they have shown you that they are really a hustler in the workplace or even outside of the workplace. Just go ahead and fill that out. Let us know. We'll, for the winner for each month, we'll give a certificate. We'll give them a shout out on the radio. And they get this awesome T-shirt. It's pretty nice. And it is summertime, so we need to wear some black to hide those sweat marks.
You know, one thing, you know, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier. People in jobs need to feel appreciated and rewarded. I mean, that's just basic nature. I mean, humans want to feel appreciated, you know. And this, to me, is a great way to say, like, Aaron, you know, I recognize, and especially when you're specific, when you're saying, look, you work hard. I noticed that you did X, you do this, or even if it's just attitude and a smile and the way you greet customers or the way you cut the lawn or whatever it is, you know, to recognize somebody specifically, I think is important. But then when there's a reward about it to say, you know what, I nominated you for this. We'll call people. We'll have them live on the air and say, hey, you know, is this Aaron Mills? Aaron, hey, it's Pete the Job Guy. The reason I'm calling you is because your coworker, such and such, or your boss, or, you know, whoever nominated you to recognized you for being a hard worker. Yeah. These are the reasons why. I think that's a great way to do
it. It goes a long way. It just makes you want to hustle even harder, knowing that you have a cheerleader back there saying, hey, go you. You're awesome. You know?
I think that's fantastic. So I want to make sure people do write in, and they do. They just go to PeteTheJobGuy.com and they hit that. You have a submit page or the
a nominate page. You'll be able to see it. And if that's too hard, just go ahead and email Pete at Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. That's a lot of words.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Aaron. Guys, I want to tell you right now, I appreciate you spending your Sunday mornings with me, Pete the Job Guy, on our show, Hard Worker. I want to thank Nick. I want to thank Lloyd, and always our handy-dandy trusted J-O-B reporter, Aaron Mills. You guys have a fantastic rest of your day and a wonderful week ahead.